I think everybody in this room will agree that student loans are an enigma in the bankruptcy code. And when I was getting ready for the program this morning, I was thinking about something that happened to me earlier this month. Our neighborhood has a little 4th of July parade, like many of your neighborhoods probably do. It's kind of quaint. It's been going on for 50 years with kids. And we have someone somewhat famous in our neighborhood that rides in a car, and the person who was in charge of the parade asked me to drive that honoree this year, and she is a 95-year-old lady living in the Lakewood area in Dallas, and she worked on the Bletchley Park project in England, breaking the Enigma code during World War II. And during the parade, it stopped several times at intersections, and people would come up and thank her for all of the good work that she did in breaking the Enigma code. But one time at one intersection toward the end, a 20-year-old lady saw the sign World War II veteran, and she came to my side of the car and she shook my hand and she said, "I want to thank you for your service." And I said, "I wasn't in World War II, she was." So that was an enigma for me. We're going to do a couple of things in 30 minutes. I hope you'll look at the materials, too. We have three sets of materials. One is just a set of some case law that should help you. Another is an article from the ABI Journal that came out a couple years ago. We have permission of the ABI Journal to use as sort of an overview of student loans. And the third, Dawn was able to secure from the Justice Department some terrific materials on other options. And Layla and I are going to start off by talking about case law, and then we're going to let Dawn talk about these other options that might be very helpful to you, and then maybe we'll have some takeaways from all three of us. So, Layla, would you mind starting with the Bruner test?